This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Defense.
Yes.
They're the top defense in the NFL. They obviously know what they're doing, but in that moment, it whatever they were doing failed them.
Well, both of those teams, right? We mentioned last week leading up to it, the weeks 6 through 18, the Kansas City had the best scoring defense in the NFL. Between those two teams, they scored 78 points.
Yep.
I mean, you just throw it all out the window.
Well, to me, that just emphasizes the fact that good offense beats good defense.
Yep.
And let's just go back to that play to get them to the field goal to send it overtime.
Can anyway, but yes.
I think the most of the time, in my opinion. But either way, that last play where they drive down in 13 seconds to get a field goal, right? At least a field goal attempt. That's just perfect execution and play calling. Honestly, Buffalo, yeah, you could play a little bit better, but they didn't want to get beat deep. Just don't let a touchdown happen because you lose the game on a touchdown. Kansas City had the perfect two plays, and they had to execute them perfectly, get down, call a timeout. It was the most pure execution I've ever seen. It was unbelievable to watch.
It certainly helped tremendously that they had a timeout to use so they could use the entire field.
It, of course.
But that's what happens when you have the greatest deep threat in the game in Tyreek Hill, that you have to pay attention. You cannot let him get behind you. So people are worried about him.
Like he kind of just did.
Right.
like 23 seconds before that.
That you got to worry about him, and then you've always got the mismatch with Travis Kelce against whomever, because it's always a mismatch. He finds a seam because everybody goes and worries about Tyreek Hill or Mecole Hardman because those guys are so damn fast. And meanwhile, here's an ultra-fast tight end that just finds a seam. He's in behind the defense and finds his way to a 30-yard gain or whatever. Unbelievable.
There was two things about 13 seconds to go, and everybody made the observation, so this is nothing new. Only if people missed it, it would be new to them that Kansas City basically went 50 yards in 13 seconds. Dallas ran one play in 14 seconds and lost the game. Right? So, but you talk about level of preparedness. Every time Tyreek Hill catches a football, how many times in that game did you see him dance around, go backwards, try and get extra yards?
Three times or so, yeah.
With 13 seconds left, it was not the time. He caught it with 13 seconds left, turn and buzz straight up the field. That is a guy that is fully prepared for the moment from a game strategy standpoint, prepared by his staff and aware of what he can and can't do. He caught, they gave him a short pass and said, just turn and buzz right up the field and get down. He did. The other thing was that how many guys on Kansas City on the field did you see calling the timeout after the Travis Kelce catch?
Everybody.
Because the offensive linemen were running down the field signaling timeout. It was like the anti-Dallas.
Yeah, Kelce was doing
everybody
it.
Everybody on the field was prepared. They had 11 people on the field out there executing and coaching, right? Executing and knowing, whereas Dallas didn't have one person to hand the ball to the official.
Right.
And didn't execute, and their quarterback didn't go down in time. They took too much time. Tyreek Hill burned right up the field, got tackled, timeout. The next play, everybody's running down the field behind Kelce, signaling timeout. It's just a sign of how good their coaching staff is, how well they handled 13 seconds and needing to get into field goal range.
Like no stress at all with that team. They do it calmly. They know what they're doing. And it's, you bring all that up with Kansas City. Stafford, after the game when the Rams beat the Bucs, and his comments were, it's great, this team, everybody, I think the comment he said was, everybody is pulling the rope in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. They all know what they have to do. They made mistakes. They fumbled the ball four times. They didn't let it get past them. They took care of business. They did what they did.
All right, so let's get to what we most learned this weekend. And as always, you spin it back How does it impact us here locally? Kang, the one thing you just told me out, told us out there cracks me up. I think it's hilarious.
One of the things I learned this weekend is I want a cocky-ass kicker. I want a kicker that says, give me the ball, I can make it from 75. I want a kicker who does not shy away from the situation, and I think you saw that this weekend. I think Matt Gay missed a 47-yarder that was short. He was pretty surprised. Yeah. That was weird, but then he comes back and hits a game winner. Not a long one, but still, it takes, you know, you got to have the nerves and all that stuff. But with Robbie Gould, if you guys haven't seen out there listening, the viral video that's gone out of him practice kicking with the Packers intro. He doesn't care. He's kicking over the Packers players while they're getting introduced to the game because he's got to warm up. He's got to make his kicks. He doesn't care. The week before he was doing it in Dallas, the Cowboys cheerleaders were lined up all one to his right, one to his left, running up and down the field. He didn't care. He's still kicking. Guys, the kickers that want the moment, that's who you want. I think that's how you – if we're going up to NFL Combine. The draft's coming up, right? Hopefully the Lions don't need a kicker. We think we may have found one. But if you're ever interviewing kickers and working them out, I think that interview process is huge for kickers. Do you have the stones? Do you have the mentality to kick big game-winning field goals? And that's one thing I learned this weekend, which I thought was great.
The McPherson line was hilarious when he turned to his teammates. Looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game before he made the kick. I mean, that's just great.
That's awesome.
Yep.
For me, it's that you have got to be able to score quickly in this league, and that means you have to have a passing attack. You look at the teams that, you know, were in it there. Obviously, all four games were tight as hell, right? But, you know, Joe Burrow threw for over 300 yards. It had Brady and Stafford threw for over 300. Allen and Mahomes threw for over 300. And all those teams can strike so quickly. Like, it doesn't matter how much time is left on the clock. They scored with 13 seconds. That's how quickly they got down the field, Kansas City did. You saw it go back and forth in that game. The end of the the second half of the Rams and Buccaneers game. All you need is one little break and give me a chance, and we got it. You know, three plays and Tom Brady finds Mike Evans for a touchdown. I mean, it's if you can strike quickly, you can go anywhere.
Got to be elite in a 2-minute offense.
Yeah,
and I think it's shown this postseason the teams that have executed it great, and the team that didn't. Gator.
It's been, just one more note on that. I think I was watching Sportsbook last night, and Wojo had a stat. I'm not sure it was accurate or not, but I thought he said that within the 2-minute warning, Patrick Mahomes had thrown for like 177 yards inside of 2 minutes.
There were 25 points scored in that game after the 2-minute warning.
Incredible.
Think about that. You said you wanted to guess what mine is. You think you know me well enough that you can guess this one.
Well, yes, because you said one of the things you had held on to for a long time, and yep. I think you were it just leads me to think that maybe you're going to say that it's no longer about defense winning championships.
Yep.
Which kind of piggybacks off what Kang was saying.
I mean, honest
good to offense beats good defense.
Honest to God, you grow up and you have your theories, right? Whatever it is in sports, you develop these theories. I sometimes think that we freeze in, we lock in at a young age, and we ride those beliefs for a long time. But you have to be able to evolve. And I was a defense wins championships game. I was I would say this on occasion. Whole draft. Just draft defense. But the data is there. The evidence is there. It just supports it that you build an elite offense. These are the offenses that are left, okay? In total offense during the season, they ranked 3, 7, 9, and 13.
For yards or scoring?
This is for yards.
Okay.
The average defense, these are the defenses that are left. 3, 17, 18, and 27. The average of the offenses is 8th. The average of the defenses is 16.25. I went back and looked at the last 5 playoffs, the final fours. Every single year, the offenses have ranked in the top 10. And only one year has the defenses ranked in the top 10. This is an era of football that it's not just a one-year thing. I mean, 1 year, 2019, the average offense left in the final four ranked 4th. The average defense ranked 21.25. The offensive averages are 3.75, 10, 4, and 6.25. The defenses, 11.25, 14.5, 21.25, and 9th. Offenses, you build an offense, you win in this league. And here's the thing that we should be kind of stoked about is the Lions' offense is kind of close. Now, the biggest thing they may be lacking is maybe the most important thing, and that is the quarterback. But you could sit here and argue that Goff is as good as Garoppolo.
I can argue that, yeah. But I think this offense is a ways away from even being close to the other other teams, not just because of the quarterback, but because of the weapons. The Lions don't have anywhere near the weapons these other teams have.
Well, what are
not
they lacking?
Yet.
What are they lacking?
I think they lack a surefire number one wide receiver.
Yep.
I think they need a better running game. I don't think the running game is anything that strikes fear in teams. Now, a lot of that I do expect to get better because if that offensive line can stay healthy and stay together, then I think you can get things going a little bit better. But right now, it's just not there yet. They just don't have those weapons. I think, you know, Hockenson, I like Hockenson, but he's not Travis Kelce. He's not. He may be more Tyler Higbee than he is Travis Kelce. And that's not a knock on Higbee. Higbee's good too, but there's just a different level there. I think they need to develop another tight end as well. You got to have multiple weapons going. And I think they have the ability to do that in the offseason with free agency in the draft. But I'm not standing here, and I know you're not either. I don't think you're advocating second pick overall, the Detroit Lions select wide receiver Jameson Williams, Alabama. I don't think you're saying that.
No, but what I am saying is go after an elite receiver in free agency and the draft. I think if they go get two receivers,
then we're talking something different.
Then I think they are close. Like their running game is on par with Kansas City. Other than that, the only other team in the playoffs that's better than them is San Francisco. That's not true. Hold on. Yeah, it is. So, I mean, their running game is good enough. I think they need to add an elite wide receiver and a number two. And then work with Goff. I mean, if they need to, it'd be great to get a better quarterback.
Yeah, but you have to balance, too. Your defense has to be better as well. I mean, these defenses that are out there, they're not dog defenses.
I'm not nearly worried about it. Some of them are. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.